One other thing, you know, a lot of these indigenous groups, okay, like I say, the Kanai, these groups, not all there, because other groups that supported Correa was obviously indigenous people, obviously went into Correa's government. But, you know, there's always a segment of the left that, who kind of just basically act as shock troops for the right. And one of the things they echoed, you know, these leaders would go on Kanai's leadership, or this Carlos Perales Guatemal, he would go on the right-wing media, the TV media, and he would just echo the critique of Correa's policies that you heard from the right. You know, there's excessive government spending, we're over-indebted. In fact, Amazon watched his group. They put out a tweet where they pointed to an article in New York Times by Chris Kroll, LA Times. And basically just the typical right-wing critique saying that Korea is overspending and all this stuff. And then they tweeted that out and said, look, you know, Korea over, you know, they saddled the country with debt, you know, because he built the hydroelectric plants and the roads and all this. And so, I mean, they're just blindly throwing out a super right-wing critique with no, you know, just mindlessly, just because there's, yeah, and now they're upset when you find out that the guy, the right wing, because the right wing is going to continue to sell oil and mining and resources, and they're not going to stop. I mean, they'll utilize that discourse as a weapon, and when it suits them, and then of course they'll turn their backs on them when it's no longer convenient. So that, then again, like I mentioned, that the instability in Ecuador, part of that's because, you know, these short-term alliances are made and then they're broken, and then there's this free-for-all, and that's again why we had so much instability in Ecuador before Correa took office.